back on a post game.
Hey.
What's up? Go.
All right. So yesterday, someone on my Facebook feed shared a story that was written in LA Weekly about wealth in Los Angeles. And I thought it was interesting because it also had to do with the housing market.
Oh,
and
thanks God, finally, yeah, housing discussion.
All right, hold on.
In the post game.
Hold on, but not the housing market as in like buying real estate, but renting, okay, right? So,
Ooh, little twisty twist.
All right, so it talked about how you have to be wealthy to rent 2-bedroom, 2-bath apartments in Los Angeles, right? Mm-hmm. Now, first of all, I want to start with this notion that you shouldn't spend more than 30% of your gross income on housing, which is the most ridiculous stat or ridiculous expectation imaginable, considering how expensive it is to rent or buy a home in most major cities in America, right? Yeah, most people in LA, New York, San Francisco, all the big cities, like they're usually spending more than 30% of their gross income. Gross income, that's before taxes, okay? Mm-hmm. However, in LA, you now have to make $109,000 a year in order to afford a 2-bedroom, 2-bath apartment and not be strapped for cash, like living paycheck to paycheck and struggling. And I just thought it was so interesting because, so in Hollywood right now, there's this really annoying situation going on that's actually really messed up. So a bunch of developers are buying low income apartment buildings, demolishing them and building these high rises. And there, some of them are mixed use high rises, meaning that there's office space and also residential space. Some of them are just condos, so you'd have to buy them. And it's fascinating that there's so many of these buildings popping up because there's one on the corner of Hollywood and Vine, I believe it's called Easttown, that has a ton of empty units, a ton of them. No one's renting them out. And so someone that I know who's living in that building wanted to move to a slightly larger unit, but he didn't want to pay the ridiculous price that they're asking for. So he's like, look, it's been sitting empty forever. So why don't we negotiate? I want it, I'll pay, but for a smaller amount of money, right? They're like, no, but it's been empty. Like you're gonna still make more money because I'm gonna pay more than what I'm paying now. No, we're not gonna do it. So in the exact same area, now there's all these high rises and I don't get it. People can't afford them. So you're demolishing low income housing. It's just crazy. So, and look, the reason why I'm kind of onto this story is because
you're obsessed with housing.
Yes, but also one of my good friends lives in the building that's about to be demolished, right? And she does not know what she's gonna do because first of all, $109,000 a year to rent a 2-bedroom, 2-bath, right? Now if she looks for something, she's probably not gonna look for a 2-bedroom, 2-bath, but nonetheless, she's a social worker. So it's just, yeah, it's like a messed up situation and I don't know if there's ever gonna be a solution. It doesn't seem like it's something that, you know, lawmakers are interested in tackling at all.
I don't know if it's my mood, but I promise conservative Cenk, apparently I largely hit it till the post game. Mm-hmm. Especially when it comes to real estate, I'm kind of conservative, right? So if you live in a building and the person who owns the building wants to make more money, sad day for you. So yeah.
I know, Cenk, but okay, it's your conservative side, which shows that sometimes, you know, this is a little insulting, but you approach certain topics in a buffoonish way because—
No, that's not a little insulting. I would argue that's a lot of insulting.
But it's true because here's another issue. Here's another issue, okay? Haven't you noticed how bad homelessness has gotten in Los Angeles?
It's always been horrific.
No, it's always been horrific, but it's gotten a lot worse. It's gotten a lot worse.
Homelessness has gotten worse all over, yes.
Okay, and part of the reason why is because people aren't making enough money to rent. And,
no,
I'm not talking about like people who are expecting like to be given housing. No. I'm talking about an MSW who has gotten her bachelor's degree, gotten her master's degree, is working for a nonprofit. And just because she didn't choose a career path where she's ripping people off and fucking people over, she's not gonna be able to afford like a fucking 2-bedroom apartment, Really?
I know, but look, there's no way around it. There's too many people in Manhattan, too many people in San Francisco, and too many people in Los Angeles. So prices must go up. There's no way around it. So if you can't, and so yeah, I don't know. There's only one guy I know that lives in Manhattan anymore. All my friends used to live in Manhattan. None of them do except for one guy, and he runs a hedge fund. Okay, so then you gotta live in Brooklyn. Then you gotta live in New Jersey, you gotta live in Hoboken, right? So
I know, but it's also, it's not just, you're thinking it's just Los Angeles. I'm talking about Los Angeles County, which includes the undesirable areas that you think, oh, people can afford there too. Like the area that I'm living in, right? I fucking moved away from the best fucking part of Los Angeles because I'm like, okay, I see what's happening. Some developer's probably gonna buy the building that I'm living in right now. I need to protect myself and like just own something and not feel worried about this all the time, right? And so I moved away from the desirable areas and am fucking miserable now. But you want to know something? Rent in those areas are so fucking expensive. So expensive.
I know, because you're not far enough. You got to keep going. And so, yes, that sucks. Look, I lived in Park La Brea. The elevators didn't work. We had to walk up to the 11th floor. In New York, I lived on 109th Street where they sold drugs in the corner and guns in the middle.
But
right?
Things have gotten a lot worse since then.
You didn't live on 109th Street.
No, I'm not talking about the condition of 109th Street. I'm talking about the cost of housing and how
our, I know, but Anna, there are some, now to quote Rick Perry, speaking of buffoonish, there's laws of supply and demand. Except there are real laws of supply and demand.
No, I get it. I get it.
And there's the argument, too much demand.
I get it. But the argument in favor of these high rises is, well, supply and demand, we need more units. I mean, yeah. It's overpopulated. We need more units so more people can have a place to live, right? But you know what they do? They rent out these one bedroom apartments for like $2,500, $3,000 a fucking month. No, they can't. They sit empty. They literally sit empty.
No, but that's, look, they're making a business decision.
Because it's empty is what I heard.
No, I understand. But that's, look, we're not in knee deep in their business. So we don't know. But they're making a calculation, right or wrong, that they're going to make more money if they charge that and they don't move off of it. Now, Park La Brea, the place where I used to live, where Jesus dropped me off one, he's like, this is middle class ghetto. That's what this is, okay, and barely middle class, okay. So those guys would fluctuate the prices. Mm-hmm. They're like, and so they had a different method. So we don't know that guy is the high rise business. By the way, if they do the high rises, it is theoretically possible that prices will go down. And look at what's happening. And by the way, your friend might be right in the middle of it. Because they built the high rises with high expectations of how much they were gonna charge, but apparently not enough people are moving into them. But they've created more supply, and so that could actually bring the prices down.
I'm sure the prices will go down any minute.
Okay, and look, I get in this fight with my sister all the time too. So she's into preservation. That's her historical preservation or she's doing a PhD on it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, those old houses in Istanbul, they were kind of cool, but we gotta go, okay?
I can't agree with your sister more, okay? So in the context that I'm talking about, these are all buildings, there's like three of them at the moment. They're all being built around the Capitol Records building, right? Mm-hmm. And so it totally fucking destroys the skyline too, which I know you probably don't care about.
Yeah, but that was a skyline from the fucking 60s
and 70s. And it was awesome.
You're just being nostalgic.
No, you're being conservative. You know what we're doing? Here's what's really happening, okay? We're having all these fucking wealthy developers build these sky rises so foreign investors can fucking launder their money in US real estate. That's what's really happening.
So if you want to put a stop to that, then I'm 100%
yes, I want to put a stop to that.
Okay, so if you can point to specific things that they shouldn't be happening, like the money laundering through high-end investments, which does happen, then I couldn't be more with you. If you can say that, hey, those the high-rise developers got a tax break they shouldn't have gotten because they gave money to a politician, then I'm 100% with you. And by the way, Trump did that many, many times. Mm-hmm. But if they just own the real estate and they're not doing anything wrong and they want to make more money and they build a high-rise, I'm going to be on their side. Okay.
But you don't think that there should be some regulation to balance things, to ensure that there is some affordable housing for people who are making a modest living. And I feel like right now we've moved so far away from that.
I don't agree with rent control, but you know, I'm not saying no, I refuse all regulations on housing. No, of course. You have a reasonable conversation and figure out where the right balancing act is. And I'm not saying tear down all the old homes in Istanbul. Of course not. There's some gorgeous things that need to be absolutely preserved in Istanbul. On the other hand, they look at the high rises and go, oh, it's terrible what has happened in Istanbul. No, it isn't. That's the one thing they got right. At least the economy boomed for like a decade. So no, it's in Philly that you couldn't have any high rises past William Penn's head or something on City Hall. Until after a while, they're like, this is fucking ridiculous. We're one of the largest cities in the country. We need high rises. And they got rid of it. At some point, we gotta go forward. So anyway, speaking of which, we gotta go. So we'll leave this heated debate right here. And my guess is most of the people will be on your side. And so go ahead and yell at me later online.
And okay. I'm sorry for calling you buffoonish.
Okay. Am I not merciful? I pardon you. Okay, all right, we'll see you tomorrow.